Welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm your guest host, Rebecca Miller, and this is our final segment for today's show. We've had the greatest co-host ever, Jerry Pretzman.
Right. And you can't beat the pay.
Jerry, we're going to triple your pay. Whatever you have, just multiply it by three, whatever we give you.
Well, three times zero is...
Make that five.
Five.
What do you think, Christine?
Yeah, I think you throw him five. There
will
you go.
Send you an invoice. Right?
But we also wanted to, I know we mentioned this last week, which is another wonderful program that the Town's Business and Tourism Development Corporation, otherwise known as BTDC, along with the North Hempstead Arts Advisory Council and the Art Guild of Port Washington, have just announced that they're doing this second Arts Matter contest and exhibit. Mm. And this year's theme is multicultural aspects of the town of North Hempstead. And this exhibit will be at Town Hall, which is really is nice. It'll be February 28th from April 28th.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a while.
Which is a big stint. So
that's nice.
You can get all the information either from 311 or from the North Hempstead website. If you are creative or know someone creative, send them over there, because I think it's really a great program. Another program that is really taking off through Project Independence is Color for the Health of It. The next date will be on Thursday, February 23rd.
I was afraid where you were going. The Color for the Health of It. Yes, okay.
It's presented by Audrey Dinsdale, who's a Project Independence social worker. And it's really, I keep hearing wonderful things. And she actually sent over a bunch more dates, so it's going to be going on throughout this spring as well, this program. And it's a meditative activity. It helps relieve stress, improves mood, and promotes mindfulness. And what's nice is that you're socializing with other people.
Right, right.
Janet Entine, who was our co-host last week, has been in this class. And she said it's really just... it's a wonderful class with a bunch of wonderful people. So spread the word. Mm. If you want to relax, eat your lunch, do some coloring.
Do a little coloring.
Where is it going to be?
This is at the Roslyn Community Center from 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. So we encourage everyone to check that out.
Do you have to register for that?
Yes, we ask the people register to call
311. I have no idea what number to call.
I know. It's very tricky, but it is 311.
Oh, okay.
Or 869-6311 if you're calling from a cell phone.
Or from a
hotel. That's right. Okay. I think it's ingrained in all of our brains at this point, but just in case.
Just a little anecdote. I worked for a company one time that ran the old Sheraton Hotel chain, and one of my associates got to develop a jingle for them with a phone number, and I still remember the number. It was 325 da-da-da-da-da. This is about 40 years ago.
So everyone try that number and see if it still goes through.
Jingle contest for 311.
There we go. I think Jerry's on it. We might have to form a committee to come up with a jingle for 311.
Maybe have our listeners come up with
that. That's right. I like that, Jerry. There we go.
We could do it to, Jenny. Yeah.
Right. We kept repeating it and repeating it and repeating it, and the chairman of the board of the company, even who had not much of a voice, was able to do it.
I like that. There we go.
We'll work on the jingle.
We also have still going on are our different social groups. We have tons and tons of social groups that we'll continue to meet. And one of my personal favorite social groups are the Romeos that Jerry is a part of.
It's a great group. It meets twice a month, first and third. Mondays at 12 o'clock at the atrium on Cutter Mill Road in Great Neck. And again, you bring your lunch if you want to, but the atrium has been kind enough to provide coffee and tea. And
nice.
The greatest thing about the meetings are that even though they're heated at the time, no one leaves mad at anyone else. I mean, that's the most remarkable experience I've ever had, where you have very heated discussions, and at the end, we still leave as friends.
That's right. I think the Romeos can teach the world a little something, right?
I sure really can. Right?
Let's tell all our listeners what Romeo stands for.
Retired elder men, not older men, eating out.
All right.
It's great. It's really a wonderful program, and it's been happening since 2010 or 2011.
Yeah, right.
It's really going strong. It's wonderful. So they're continuing to be great. And if you are interested, or if you want to send your husband or a significant other over to the Romeos, you could call 311 for that. Another great program, and we're actually going to have her on, Martha Cohen, who is a fascinating woman, who's one of our Project Independence volunteers. And she does this group called World in Motion. I know she does it once a month on Tuesdays at Clinton G. Martin Park. So it's going to be February 28th from 2:15 to 3:15. And it's really a lively group, and mm-hmm. they discuss different world issues.
Yeah, I've gone there and had the last couple of meetings.
Oh, great.
And it's amazing how people have different points of view, with different perspectives. Mm-hmm. Yet everyone, gained something being there. And I'd like to see everyone participate, just being there and listening is going to add something to your lives. It's a better understanding of what's going on in the world. You may not agree, but at least you have some perspective, and I think that's so important.
Absolutely.
That's
a great, that group, people come out and they really are engaged in what occurred. I mean, you'll see the chalkboard and all the different things
right.
that were written
right.
on it, too. So it's really great, too, and I love the idea that we're getting a lot of people who had previous careers and are now interested in volunteering with Project Independence to provide these wonderful programs. So Martha will actually be on our show
right.
in March talking about how she got involved with all this, and it should be lovely. So call 311.
I mean, the town of North Hempstead has a wealth of talent in our older population.
It's true. I mean, like in the advisory committees alone, we talk about that all the time, right. and that's what makes it really special, is that everyone's had these wonderful careers and life experiences.
And we really can't underestimate the support that the town has provided. I think you can have all the best ideas and about all the best people, et cetera, et cetera. But if the town or the municipality in which you live doesn't really support it, it's all for naught. I mean, kudos to the town. They've done a fabulous job.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sure. Well, thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
And kudos to you, Jerry, for, supporting Project Independence and being real active. And, it's people like you with your, career and experience that helps us develop programs that we do. As when we started even the subcommittee for pedestrian safety and all the ideas that you came up with and put us in touch with even MIT. I mean, things that kind of happen. Sometimes the programs can't happen, but we don't, we try to really get to a point where, we can establish a program.
Right. It's a great reciprocal relationship between the residents over 60 and the town. And people like you who were the enabling agents, really great.
No, I think that's really, and that's what the bottom line is that, a Project Independence program, we constantly have people saying, oh, how do we start this in our community? How do we get, and it's really, you need a lot of different pieces in place for it just to work,
Right.
So you have the support of the town, you have the Department of Services for the Aging and the subcontracted staff, and then you have the residents, really.
And let's not forget about Dan Cox, who is
and you have Dan Cox
right.
there you
broadcasting at WCWP, right. and today is our engineer for the radio show. And what a partnership to be able to come here and have this program, the successful program.
That's very generous of LIU to have us here.
Sitting here every Friday from 10 to 12, and
there's no other place Dan would rather be, that's what word on the street is anyway, so.
Right.
Okay, Dan, you can't see his face right now, but he's welling up.
Right.
He gets very emotional on this stuff.
He's so emotional.
But that's real, and it's important, our partnership with LIU Post, we have a lot of partnerships in, the community and these community-based organizations, really is how everything just works, because, we're not trying to duplicate any program, and this show also gives us the forum to really showcase all these great organizations and programs that are out there in the community that people might not know about.
And so. I mean, even today, we have, Ron Fatula, who's this incredible elder law attorney with advice that is just invaluable, and Dr. Gabernikoff, who just everything he was talking about was just fascinating to find out about how young people show, early stages of heart disease. And it's just very interesting because you learn something with every guest.
No, and that's what I want to, really stress, because, of course, we have wonderful, wonderful co-hosts on the radio program. And if anyone's interested, you don't need any crazy showbiz experience to do this.
Right.
You just need to come in. you will have material I will give you that week, you know. So you just need to come in and just ask questions and want to listen and learn. You know, I have to laugh. One of our co-hosts, Iris Bunshift, actually said, you know, she always walks away with a golden nugget from the show. And it's true, because you were sitting there, you know, and there's always something from every show. And even if people have been on, you know, previously, that you walk away with something new. Like, oh, wow, you know, that's something that I could really take with me. And I think that's the goal of the whole
program. Yeah, I think one of the important things I learned from Ron was that you don't have to impoverish yourself to be eligible for some of the Medicaid services that allow you to stay at home, feel more comfortable, feel more part of something. It's also great to have, I mean, you can have someone come into the house and be with you rather than just simply being isolated and trying to scrimp by.
There you go. That was Jerry's golden nugget for the afternoon. Right, so there you go.
Absolutely.
And, you know, next week I just want to remind people we're going to have on Barbara Melman, who is another one of our PI members and volunteers, and she'll actually be co-hosting that day, too. So we're really putting her to work.
She'll be double-dipping, so we're not going to be able to pay her double, though.
Let's just say that.
But she's a very active senior who does a program for us called Technology for the Terrified. So she'll be on just really talking about how she stays active in the community. And we're actually going to have on also our Town of the North Hempstead historian, Howard Kroplick. So he's going to talk a little bit about the town history, which should be quite interesting. So definitely check that out.
Looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
It looks like it's going to be a good week. Oh, and then we're also doing Old Time Radio, The Whistler. Next week, the alibi, which some of us may need, some of us may not. We're talking about planning. It's always good to work on that alibi as well.
And, you know, another thing, you know, I know we've been mentioning, but Rebecca, you've been a huge part of this program, too, is the new initiative through North Hempstead to offer discounted taxi rides for residents with disabilities.
Yeah, that's right. It's for people that reside in North Hempstead, maybe 21 to 59 who have a disability. And they can utilize the same exact services as Project Independent Seniors. Medical visits are much reduced rates, and there are free shopping. For any information, you just call 311, and you'll even have access to Shari, the mobility manager for Project Independence. And it's wonderful because the grant, the Federal New Freedom Grant, the 5310 grant is also a grant not just for seniors but for people with disabilities. So we were able to kind of
expand
this,
which is really exciting.
It's like that time. It's 30 seconds and we're almost done. Wow. So I just wanted to thank Jerry Pretzman, our fabulous guest host, and Christina Liu, who does such an incredible job putting together this program every single week. And thank, again, Dan Cox, who's the director of broadcasting, and also the engineer for today's program, Janine Solero, who is the administrative dynamo out there, I believe. And Christina, thank you so much. And we will see you, or you can listen to us next week.
Right.
Same time, same channel, WCWP.org.
Great.